This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Saturday night, the House of Representatives voted to fund the federal government while delaying and defunding the Obamacare law for 1 year. The measure also includes strong pro-life safeguards. This week, Americans will get a taste of what new insurance looks like under Obamacare. The new Spartan look to medical care and insurance coverage will shock you. Prominent pro-life leaders are uniting to oppose imposition of the HHS mandate on their staffs. They hope to shut down the apparent ability of Obamacare to write laws abrogating religious liberty or conscientious objection. The law in Texas extending typical medical clinic safety requirements to abortion clinics is understandably closing some of those clinics. An abortion advocacy group is suing to overturn that law. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. There may be no greater myth that contributes to abortion and a culture of death than the misunderstanding of human population. Even many pro-life people operate under debunked Malthusian thinking that population is what puts a squeeze on world resources. Obianuju Ekeocha writes for Culture of Life Africa, and his article at lifenews.com rebuts another popular Western attempt at imposing population control on Africa. It may be a highly controversial and contrarian thought, but the only thing on short supply is actually people. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.